Welcome to the AthorCast, everybody, the podcast that is all things Georgia World Congress Center Authority. Well, we've got the World Cup and FIFA Fan Festival right around the corner, and when people think about something that big, they usually think about what's coming to the city. But one thing GWCCA has been focused on is making sure we're taking advantage of this opportunity to make an impact for the now and for the future. That means creating opportunities, whether it's through programs like Professional Playmakers, job connections through Showcase Atlanta, or internships that are still open right now for FIFA Fan Festival. Last week, I was joined by two people who've been deeply involved in making all that happen. Chintzy Mouton, who's the Director of Sports Engagement and Community Impact at GWCCA, and Harriet Thomas, who's the Director of Talent Development and Communications, to talk about what it looks like to not just host a global event, but use it to build something lasting for the community. Harriet and Chintzy, thanks for taking a few minutes to come over and chat after some technical difficulties too. But yeah, you know, we've got the World Cup, FIFA Fan Festival, all the things surrounding it coming up next month. So I know with big events, you know, people probably look at it, people have different ideas of what all it's bringing to the city and stuff like that. I know we as an organization have kind of reached out and tried to involve the community in a lot that we're doing and really make it an event that's happening, what, with Atlanta and not to Atlanta, I think has been the phrase. And both of y'all have been intimately involved in different areas of that. So, I mean, just what's it like for y'all and what's the approach with GWCCA thinking about being a part of something happening with Atlanta and the state of Georgia and not to the state, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think when you're hosting a major sporting event, you want to make sure that the community is involved and engaged. We know that not everyone will have a ticket to the stadium for all of the soccer matches, so there's different ways that we can really tap into the community, one being the FIFA Fan Festival. It is free and open to the public. We're expecting 15,000 people at a time. We'll engage with local artisans, local businesses, local music, talent. So there's really an opportunity for us to engage people that live here that are in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia.
And one of the things that I guess we kind of took off with, I say we, like I was, you know, involved with it, but Professional Playmakers, you know, a program that was taking students from around the Atlanta metro area. Some people may not know about it. Just tell me a little bit about it, how kind of both of y'all worked together to get it off the ground, and maybe what was some of the reaction from it? Because I know there were students from a handful of different schools, so a bunch of different experiences, I'm sure, a bunch of different folks from different areas. So how'd it go? Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, I could jump in right there. So Professional Playmakers program, it really is a workforce development program or professional development program for local college students. We wanted them to be engaged with all that we're doing with the World Cup. You know, like you said, we want this to happen with them. And so we really reached out to the local colleges and universities. We had over 147 applications, and we had to narrow that down. And so we were able to select 16 students to really participate in this program. And it was 8 weeks of them learning the different business aspects of hosting a major sporting event. They got a behind-the-scenes look at being in the sports and events industry. So we started off with the Atlanta Sports Council. They came in and spoke about the bidding process. We had another week where we invited our executive producers for the FIFA Fan Festival to talk about the planning and the operations behind it. We had someone come in and talk about sustainability and LEED certification, which I think was new for all of the students, and they really enjoyed that aspect of it all. So we had different things that we learned each week, and then it's going to culminate with an internship opportunity. And so I had the opportunity to build this program with Harriet. It was something that was important to our leadership, and yeah. So I'll let you jump in and talk about your experience with it.
Sure. To me, it's a legacy program that didn't just happen once, but it's something that we can continue doing here. I often say that there is a spirit of good leadership that's rising at the authority. And our leaders really wanted to make sure that we were focusing on the next generation, how they can contribute to the live events industry, how they can really be competent and confident in the roles that they're in. And so our Professional Playmakers program was just really a start to that, or even I would say a restart to what interns could look like on our campus. and continuing the conversation with the young professionals. We had as Chintzy mentioned, a great response from the local colleges and universities. There were a number of them who we've talked with before, but now we had meaningful opportunities for their students to really put their hands on our campus and the work that we do in this industry. So I do believe that program is a legacy moment that we can have for FIFA and beyond.
And I was there for a couple of them, just getting, you know, photos, videos, things like that. The students were impressive. I mean, it was one of those things where I was thinking back, you know, hey, back whenever I was in their shoes, I don't know if I would have taken advantage of that. But hearing some of the questions, you know, especially with the executive producers there and things like that, did the students really impress y'all with how kind of interested and into it they were with all of the different aspects that were covered?
Absolutely. To me, just being able to interact with a number of different college students and entry-level professionals, this group seemed to be the elite group when it comes to just wanting to know more about the business behind these moments. And it's one thing to be attracted to sports and events, but it's another thing to want to actively contribute to how these events are planned and executed and supported from beginning to end. And so those were the unique things that I found to be just really remarkable. I mentioned to Chintzy, watching and listening to the students and how they engaged and how they shared at the end on ways for even us to enhance their experience. I think those are powerful moments of how things come full circle, that we imagine having an opportunity to present this internship to the students, but they came out of it with ways for us to continue it in a very rich and rewarding way. So these students were truly the elite group. We could not have picked a better group there.
I agree.
And what's it like being able to bring them into with such a big event? Because, you know, Chintzy, you've worked on Super Bowls before, I believe, and Final Fours. And Harriet, you've been here at the Authority for a while and seen Super Bowls, Final Fours, college football playoffs, all the events come through. And having the students be able to kind of get involved with a big event like that, that doesn't happen very often. I mean, even for us that work here on this campus, you know what I mean? It's a special moment for us, but for them to be able to gain that experience, is that something y'all are excited with them being able to walk away with that and be really involved with FIFA Fan Festival?
Yeah, I keep hearing that this event is a once in a generation event, right? And so having the opportunity to really give these students exposure to something as big and as global as a FIFA World Cup, it really is impactful. One of the things that we really wanted to share with them is that there are so many different career paths within the sports and events industry. You don't just have to work for a team to be involved. You have the venues, you have your sponsors, you have your agencies. There's an entire ecosystem that's in place, and I think giving the students access to that and letting them meet with executives and industry leaders, I think that will go a long way for them.
And, you know, whenever you look at something like this, what are some specific things that they may be getting into with the intern? You know, we talked about a lot of what was built upon during the program, and now we're kind of shifting into the internship portion. But, I mean, are they excited about it? What are some things they may be getting into? It seemed like they were excited.
They are very excited about this internship opportunity. And so there's going to be a number of different roles and responsibilities that they'll be able to take part in. We'll look at them when it comes to our commercial partners and our brand activations, so they will be helpful there. When you think about running a production office, you're going to need people behind the scenes. You know, when we're looking at hospitality and our talent and media, we need people that can help interact with all of the fans that are coming in. We're expecting thousands of people, and so they will really play a key role in the operations and the execution of the FIFA Fan Festival.
And in case there's other folks that may be listening from other cities and stuff like that, you know, there may be opportunities for them to do programs like this. I mean, how did it kind of get off the ground? Where did it start from, if that makes sense? You know, in case there's somebody listening that says, hey, we've got something big coming next year. You know what I mean? Like, because it would be great if this kind of took off other places as well.
It started truly from a conversation. Our leadership recognized that there was a need to position us or reposition the authority back into the college and career community, and not in a way where we were hiring or selecting interns to just kind of fill in the gaps for the work that people may not want to do, or work that isn't necessarily considered sexy when you're talking about the sports and events industry, but to really help the students gain some practical knowledge where they can lead this building or other venues across America. And so the conversation was really about emerging the next generation of leaders in the areas that Chancey mentioned. We have so many different opportunities here on our campus, entry-level roles, management roles, supervisory roles, leadership roles. But it's one thing to have someone that comes in knowing the building, knowing the business, knowing the people, knowing the product of service that we render here. And so for us, the conversation was more about how do we give the students practical experience that will carry the weight on a resume, not just words on paper, but the weight where they can sit across from an interviewer and tell them about what they did. How did they contribute to the planning process or the execution process of this event? And so I think that to me was very powerful in terms of how we do business here at the Authority, is having those courageous conversations about what's next and not just what's now.
And you mentioned practical experience. There's still some opportunities for that,
yes.
I hear, for FIFA Fan Festival.
Yeah, so a little secret here. As Chancey mentioned, we set out to have a certain number of candidates for our Professional Playmakers program. And so we have some availability now, not necessarily on the Playmaker side, but what we would consider to be event hospitality interns, just general interns who could work alongside our operations team. The Playmakers will be very involved in the production part of the process and the program in the park. They'll also help, as Chancey mentioned, on the hospitality side and the talent side. But we're looking for those individuals who can help with the guest experience and the fan experience, making sure that they are with our ops team, our campus ops team. We have a heavy security presence on the campus to just ensure that everyone is safe while they're here. And so we'll want to make sure that they are another set of eyes and ears for the fans as they're really enjoying Fan Festival here.
And we always talk about creating an experience, so you get to be really involved in creating that experience if you're with guest services or in those kind of areas. So still fun stuff that you could get involved with and be a part of what some people are saying might be the biggest moment in the city, at least in 30 years.
You know? That's it. I believe that behind every big moment, there is a team like ours. And so for these interns to be on our team during that time, we'll give them not just a story to tell, but an experience that's like no other.
And you mentioned team. That leaves it open for me to be cheesy and say, speaking of teamwork, you know, GWCCA partnered with Showcase Atlanta. When was that? A month? 2 months ago? Time's flying. Yeah, time's flying this year. But, you know, what was that about with the Showcase Atlanta Job Expo? How did it go? And I mean, just what was the response that you kind of saw from that back in March with a couple thousand people coming on campus, you know, and I guess everybody kind of coming together and trying to build up the city as this big event approaches?
So I would say that if there is anything that excites me the most is being able to connect people with their passions. And so just as the internship program started with the conversation, the partnership with Showcase Atlanta truly started with a conversation. We set out to really identify ways for the Authority to engage in the communities that we serve. And so giving back through a number of different programs where they're, it was more important for us to make sure that we were putting people to work. And so we had a phone call that was made to us after we had talked about having a hiring event on our campus. We were just talking about it, not necessarily planning anything, but having the conversation about what would it look like and how could we make this happen. And then we received a phone call from Lamar with Showcase Atlanta saying that Showcase wanted to host a recruiting event. And I looked at our CHRO at the time and said, we need to tell Kevin. Kevin is our CEO. So it's like, we need to tell Kevin. And that is exactly how things began to move. It was truly a phone call, and the moment just kind of met the opportunity. And so to see what was programmed from a small conversation into a crowd of 1,000 plus people over the span of 2 days was something that was pretty special and powerful for us as a campus. There was something that I just felt internally to just stand there and talk to people as they were walking up to our booth to learn about the opportunities that we have here, not just part-time opportunities, but full-time opportunities, internships. It was just, it further reinforces how the authority is on the mind of people that are here, a part of our city and our state.
And it was probably pretty cool too, not being, you know, a typical finger quote job fair or whatever, you know, because it's, that was kind of the, I don't know if it was the catalyst, but you know, you walk out and I get, what, they had that commercial nose blind. I don't know what it would be for, you know, we see Mercedes-Benz Stadium, we see our bill, we see it all every day, but you walked out of Thomas Murphy Ballroom and there's the glass windows, the panes with International Plaza and Mercedes-Benz Stadium across the way. So that must have been pretty cool for people to, you know what I mean? You come in, you see that, and it's like, oh, this is real. But what kind of, I know we were ringing bells and stuff like that, having a good time. But I mean, it didn't seem like a typical kind of job fair, I guess, if that makes sense.
We aren't the typical venue. And it's kind of, it's really what Chinsey said earlier about the impact and just the impact we wanted to make on the community. And so could we have attended a job fair outside of our building? Yes. Could we put on an average job fair inside of our building? Yes. But this was about the reach, making sure that the ecosystem that Chinsey mentioned earlier was a part of that experience. From the radio station, we have V103 who was present. We've also had a number of different staffing agencies who were on site. The Atlanta Department of Labor was here. There were a number of different partners who were able to really do this major lift for the city. And so it wasn't just about having a normal job fair, but a moment for people to match their passions with positions. We were doing hiring on the spot. There were other companies that were hiring on the spot. And that's exactly what we wanted. We didn't want people to walk away with the hope of getting a phone call, but to really know that they were invited to an orientation to start work. And so that's what you see that set us apart from it being an average job fair. It wasn't me handing you a business card and taking your resume and just kind of going about the day, but we had hiring managers who were present to engage with the candidates on site. So that was very important to us.
And that face-to-face too kind of plays a big role in that, right? Because I know I hear about it all the time. I saw it a few years back, you know, whenever I moved up here, but you know, all the, you're just sending emails, sending resumes. So you get to see somebody, you get to look them in the eye, shake their hand. And I know I heard that, maybe that was Lamar that mentioned something about it too, but that was a lot of the feedback of people saying, it's in person, you're meeting. And I know we talk about that all the time, being in the events and meetings industry, but the importance of face-to-face, right?
Yeah, that was the feedback that was very telling for us as we evaluated and conducted the surveys post-event. We had people who were telling us that it was important for them to not just apply to a job online and send your press send and hope to receive an email back, but to actually stand in front of a live person and have a conversation, get a cell phone number or an email address that you could have an exchange that was ongoing. And so we do live events. And so it was important for us to have that type of interaction with those individuals who would potentially work on our campus, again, for FIFA and beyond.
And what's it like for both of y'all, since it's kind of a little bit of both of y'all's areas, arenas, you know, just kind of seeing the city come together, getting ready for this? Because it's, I mean, we've mentioned it, people, if they watch the news or whatever, they've heard this is kind of a big deal, right? So, I mean, just what's it like seeing the city kind of come together and prepare for this and also try and lift everybody up at the same time, knowing that, you know, this is, like you said, a once in a generation opportunity, things like that.
Yeah, I would say it's inspiring to see so many stakeholders and people that are involved behind the scenes to make something like this come to life. You know, we are in monthly coordination meetings with the Atlanta Host Committee. So we're working closely with the airport, with MARTA, with the mayor's office, Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau, the stadium. There's so many people behind the scenes that are working day in and day out to bring this event to life.
And with whether it's through Playmakers or, you know, some of the folks that maybe got hired on at Showcase Atlanta, but people are going to get hands-on experience from a humongous event. So, I mean, it's not folks flying in to help out, what, you know, whatever that may be to put on an event. There's a lot of folks here locally that are going to get that experience. So how important is that just for a city, a region, for local folks to be able to get the experience from a huge event like that and take it with them, you know, if they stay here, if they go somewhere else or wherever they may be?
Yeah. It's interesting because I'm born and raised here in Georgia, and this industry, this business was like what I believed to be the best kept secret for me on career days when I was in school. I didn't know about hospitality or event professionals. I often saw the police officers and the teachers and the lawyers and the doctors, but did not know the magnitude of the experience that people have in their lifetime. And so it's one thing when you're talking about the social work that we do for our communities, but it's another thing when you really elevate their experience to an emotional connection. And so to me, when I think about the impact that our campus would make to the city and to the state of Georgia, it's giving people an escape from different things that they may be experiencing in their day-to-day life. Just that one moment of joy and family time and just a fan experience that you can have that will take your mind away from any other situation that you might be experiencing in life. And I think that's pretty special to be a part of. So I'm excited because I believe that that is what has kept me connected here at this organization. My sister is a teacher, but I didn't have aspirations to teach in that way. But I know that there is this moment that we have to teach the next generation, obviously, of leaders who are coming into this industry, but we can also show them the impact that our business makes on the city and the state of Georgia. And as Shinsi was just talking about, just all of these entities coming together, there is something special when businesses unite. You often see people who are divided on different topics or situations, but we are in a space where collaboration is truly our power. And I'm just excited to see us do that well as a city and well as a state. And hopefully we will inspire other cities and destinations to do this well in the near future.
And different from Fan Festival, but, you know, we've got a unique unique situation, I guess, on our campus to where we do have Centennial Olympic Park to be able to host FIFA Fan Festival, and also something we brought back last year, now rebranded as Downtown Sounds. But, you know, it's similar, but a little bit different in that it's a community give back. It's an escape, like you were just talking about. You know, come out, have some fun, and listen to some music, eat some food, enjoy one of the best views in the city. I'll say that. I might be a homer, but, you know, one of the best views in the city. But, you know, it kicked off last month, and we're coming back one more time before FIFA Fan Festival and then resuming afterwards. But why was that important to bring back? And what's kind of been the experience, you know, of putting that on and being able to kind of create that space for folks to come? Because everybody was, you know, it was funny looking back at it. And I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, two very different experiences, I would imagine. Chintzy, I think you had just come back here to Atlanta before the first one last summer. And Harriet, you've been at GWCCA for a little while. So, you know, were you here for Wednesday Wine Town?
I was.
You were? Yeah. So it was funny looking up, trying to make promo videos and everything. It was just, you know, old grainy video. Yeah. So, I mean, from your experience, what's it like bringing that back and seeing the excitement from people, and then Chintzy being able to kind of like dive right in and now, you know, taking it over this year with Downtown Sounds?
It's so, as I mentioned earlier, like our leaders were really, really intentional about repositioning the authority's presence in the communities that we serve. And there was this charge, if you will, that came to us from our CEO around how do we take the inspiration of Wednesday Wine Down and reimagine what concerts in the park look like. And I think all of us had this blank look on our face, like, I don't know. And so recognizing that there are a number of different venues and places who are doing concerts and events on Wednesdays, we had a conversation about really captivating the community's interest in the park again. And we were pleasantly surprised the very first time that we hosted the event, when people came in early. And even some of the registrations were a very early indicator that this was something that the city wanted to experience again. And so for us with Downtown Sounds, it is truly making a mark, another mark on Centennial Olympic Park, and drawing people together again, whether you see the park as your backyard, the neighborhoods that's in the area, or the business community that's there, families who just want to do something together, to just experience a very family-friendly event. The soulful sound that happens on the stage, just during those moments, what we see around, just in terms of the crowd engagement, the feature of a young DJ, what we call Atlanta's youngest DJ, that's super. It's a moment that may not necessarily get the same national recognition that FIFA is getting, but it is certainly reaching a broader community of people who love this city and love this state. And so Downtown Sounds is a safe event. And a lot of times you don't hear that when you're talking about outdoor concerts and experiences. And so for someone like me, who's very family-centered, it's just being able to have an option of bringing my family to a place that has the police presence that we do in our park, and having just the fans around it, the food trucks, because the food is actually really, really good. The stage, the sound from the stage has been amazing over the past few shows that we've had. And so I'm excited about what's to come with that.
Yeah, and Chintzy, did you know what you were jumping into that first one last summer?
You know, I had a taste of it because I had the opportunity to go to the first one, and, you know, it's been special to be a part of it now. We're now looking at five, it's a concert series, right? So we have five different events, and, you know, we have the musical acts, the food, you know, and people coming together and dancing and having a good time. It's been a wonderful experience.
And also just in the sense of it kind of being a community give back, right? Because I always think of it, I say, oh, you know, we've got local artists. Some of the folks travel the world. Like, yeah. This isn't, you know, just, I don't want to say any day local artists, but, you know, it is local artists. But some of these folks are all over the world, and they're very impressive. So, I mean, it's top-notch talent, but it's also got that family feel. So, I mean, what's it like seeing kind of, I guess, that, I don't want to say energy coming back into the park, but seeing, you know, folks coming back to the amphitheater there and being really excited. And I had talked to a person or two that said, I've been doing this ever since y'all have it. If you have it, I'm here. You
Austin,
know?
There's a lot of line dancing involved. There's a lot of line dancing that's involved. So it is fun to see people just engage with the stage and just have a good time. I mean, they're moving, they're dancing. Yeah. And so, and knowing that we created that experience for them, like we've been working behind the scenes to bring that together for them. And, you know, one of the things that we did differently this year is that we're having the events on Sundays so that hopefully it's a family oriented event. You can come out with your children, you know, you're not working, or hopefully you're not working on a Sunday. I realize some people do have to work on Sundays, but so, you know, it's just an opportunity for them to come out to the park and have a good time.
And we're coming back. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to say, even to that point, you talked a little bit about the talent and the artistry that's been on the stage. They have been really, really good. we've had some really good feedback from the fans that have been present about the talent on the stage. And that too has been intentional, just wanting to make sure that there are local artists, there are emerging artists, that there are people who can really, really share with the talent that's here in our city and in our state. And so I could not agree with Gen Z more than to sit back and say, oh, we did that. We had a chance to put that together. That's pretty special.
Yeah, and in a city like Atlanta, it's not hard to find very talented artists, right? Folks are everywhere. But just, I guess, kind of taking a look at everything kind of big picture with going back to Showcase Atlanta and Professional Playmakers and the other internship opportunities and stuff like that, what are you, I don't want to say hoping to see, but what are some things that, you know, if you do look back on it and say, I have been working so much these last few months, and then you just say, it was all worth it, you know, it was all worth it. Because, you know, I mean, I feel like a lot of people have those moments at times where they just work their fingers to the bone, and then once you get done, you look at it and you say, hey, that was great, you know, it was all worth it.
I think for me, for any event that I do, I want to leave a lasting impact on the community. That is why I'm in community engagement. You know, it's really about connecting with people and making sure that they have an experience that you can be proud of. And so with Professional Playmakers, I know I think it's a great opportunity for these students that they wouldn't normally get to be in the room with executives that are making, they're in the room with decision makers, you know, and so they have a behind scenes look at everything that is taking place to bring this event to life. And hopefully they walk away with a job opportunity. That's what I'm hoping for them. You know, they participated in mock interviews and job interviewing training and resume writing workshop with Harriet's team. And so they really should go into the workforce prepared. You know, I want them to be prepared for the next opportunity.
I would say, kind of going back to the statement earlier about there being just a spirit of good leadership, the first person that you learn to lead is yourself. And so as we talk about playmakers and college students, you're entering this phase of self-leadership where you're transitioning from being with your parents and your professors, and you are truly going into adulthood and making decisions about your life and your legacy separate and apart from what you may have learned in childhood. And so I think for me, just being able to look back on our building and on our campus and on the people that we've had a chance to just share these moments with and saying they are leading well, that is what I really truly desire. It's just being able to take all of these talented people at whatever phase and stage that they are in their career and connect them to a greater purpose that we have here. Like, it's not just about events, but it is truly about making an impact on our community, on our state, on our city, and on the lives of families all across the world. Like, the world will gather here in just a few months and weeks, actually, not months, but weeks. The world will gather here. And so just being able to know that we work where the world gathers, we are actually being able to help employ people who now have this different level of confidence in the way that they lead themselves and the way that they lead others. And so this business is truly a ground for just really, really, I guess, enriching your roots as a leader. And so I think about that for the work that we did with Showcase Atlanta. We just really showed how we could lead the conversation away from the average job fair to an experience that people could have with us as professionals and wanting to connect with positions here. The same thing with Playmakers. Like we took the lessons that these students were getting and gaining from their colleges and universities into a campus and a classroom in our building, and helping them to apply those lessons in a very practical and real way. And then what we see with Downtown Sounds is this young DJ leading, this community just really coming together and leading a different conversation in our city, no matter what day of the week that we do it. It's like we are having a true impact on our city and on our state from a place of being leaders in this industry. And so I'm just glad to be a part of it and sharing the stage with Chintzy here. Like, have you seen his resume and this portfolio of work? I mean, come on, this is serious. We're not rookies here, right? We know what we're doing.
And I guess just last thing I had, if somebody's listening and they're like, hey, we should get involved with something like that next time something's big coming. I know we talked about that a little bit with Playmakers, but just what's some advice if somebody's listening saying, hey, we've got X coming to our city next year or something like that. Like what's the first step somebody could take, or what's if they're saying, hey, we want to make an impact, and not even really anything specific, but just where do you start kind of, or, what do you look for whenever you say, hey, we could do something here?
Well, from a career perspective, if you're looking, gwccajobs.com, shameless plug, gwccajobs.com. If you are looking for your next career move or a new career move, that is certainly where I would encourage people to go. I also encourage people to go to our website, gwcca.org, if you are looking to do business on our campus. Chintzy mentioned the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau earlier today. So there are a number of places that people can look for just immediate opportunities for them personally and professionally.
I have nothing to add to that. She dropped the mic on that one.
Well, perfect place to end. Perfect place to end. GWCCA.org and what was it? Yes. GWCCJobs.com.
GWCCAJobs.com.
There we go. All right. Perfect. Well, I appreciate y'all taking some time and, just chatting a little bit. We got a lot going on and we're excited. And also, I'm sure some folks are saying, like you said, months away. If we drop the S, then, there we go. It's been a whirlwind, but it's almost here. All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. This work goes far beyond just a single event. It's about creating opportunities that didn't even exist before, connecting people to careers they may not have known were possible, and building something that lasts long after the final match is played. Whether it's a student stepping into the industry for the first time, someone finding a new career path, or just a family enjoying a moment together in the park, impact is being felt here at GWCCA. And the opportunity's still there. From internships at FIFA Fan Festival to future programs and events, there's real ways to get involved right now. So if you're listening and thinking about how to be a part of something larger, this is your moment. Well, thanks again, Chintzy and Harriet, for joining us. And thank you for joining us as well. We'll see you next time.